Now, the rest of the story. The Verrazano Narrows Bridge, named after 16th century Italian explorer Giovanni de Verrazano, is an architectural masterpiece, a spectacular gateway to the city of New York. Each year, 13,000 ships pass beneath it. 48 million vehicles travel over it. The Verrazano Narrows is the longest suspension bridge anywhere, more than a mile long with a central main span of 4,260 feet. That's some 60 feet longer than the main span of the Golden Gate. That testament to humankind's ingenuity was constructed at a cost of $325 million. And the complexities of its engineering were even more staggering than its price tag. For instance, the bridge had to withstand temperatures from well below zero to well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and those extremes would cause the center span to rise and fall as much as 12 feet. The traffic-bearing roads are suspended by four massive cables, each nearly a yard thick, each containing 26,108 strands of wire about the thickness of a pencil. There are 142,500 miles of wire in those cables, 39,000 tons in all, enough wire to circle the Earth at the equator nearly six times. The cost alone of those cables exceeded the entire construction cost of the Golden Gate Bridge, and the cable anchors are larger than most Egyptian pyramids and taller than 10-story buildings. Over the 5 years it took to build the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, more than 570,000 cubic yards of concrete were poured. More than 188,000 tons of steel were used, three times the steel in the Empire State Building. For that reason, no single steel company could supply the project. It took three major steel companies. And yet the most remarkable feature of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge may be its two supporting towers. On each side of the harbor, they stand 690 feet tall, tall as a 70-story building. As the towers were being constructed, the workers had to be given maps so they wouldn't get lost in the structures. Just shuffling the workers in and out in shifts became a major project. Today, the towers sit on foundations more than 100 feet below the water's surface. The base of each foundation is almost as large as a football field. It took 2 years just to build those. Now, precision is paramount in the building of a bridge that size. A fraction of an inch can mean the difference between architectural soundness and structural instability. And yet, those two magnificent supporting towers are out of kilter. Top to bottom, they are not parallel. However, if you are driving at this moment over that bridge, there is no cause for alarm. Because as the blueprints clearly indicate, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge was designed with the tops of the towers 5 inches farther apart than the bottoms, a difference which dramatizes the length of that bridge, a compensation for the curvature of the earth. Now, you know the rest of the story.